Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 420, entitled Simplifying WordPress Data Exports and Imports with WP Sync Sheets. It was published on Thursday, the 1st of May, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and I will be joined by our guest in just a few short moments. But before that, a few bits of housekeeping. If you're a listener to WP Builds, there can be no doubt that you are into WordPress. The people that are into WordPress might also be interested in the Page Builder Summit. It's an online summit happening not long from now. It's going from the 12th to the 16th of May, 2025. You can find it all at pagebuildersummit.com. There's over 35 leading industry experts helping you build better WordPress websites faster. So the idea really is that you show up, consume the presentations, follow the advice that the experts are bringing, and hopefully it will make you and your agency or your freelance work a little bit easier. So tips and tricks to help you on your WordPress website journey. Once more, pagebuildersummit.com. If you are a product owner or you have a service in the WordPress space, you might want to sponsor that event, and you can find out more about that. Sponsorship starts at just $300. pagebuildersummit.com/sponsors. The other thing to mention is that if you like what we do and you'd like to sponsor this podcast, WP Builds, you can head to our advertise page, which is wpbuilds.com/advertise, to find out more. And in a moment, you'll hear from three fine sponsors who have been doing just that for a very long time. And I might add, getting in front of a very large WordPress-specific audience in the process. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place. Invoice clients and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. The lights are kept on this week also by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support with Bluehost Cloud. The possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we're also helped in the endeavor of podcasting this week by Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Podcasts like this could not happen without the support of fine companies like that. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, today I am chatting with Arpit G. Shah. He has a really interesting product. It's called WP Sync Sheets. And the idea of WP Sync Sheets, this may be useful for you, but it may also be useful for your clients, is have you ever thought, wouldn't it be nice to be able to put the data in some other form, like a spreadsheet, for example, a Google Sheet, and then have WordPress, WooCommerce, whatever it may be, consume the data? This might be useful for clients who really don't like the interface and logging into WordPress. They can just put all the bits and pieces, their images, their text, their links inside of cells, inside of a spreadsheet, and then the plugin will consume all of that and put it onto the web page. So a really interesting idea, kind of changing the way that you might edit your WordPress website. Here it comes. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Arpit G. Shah. How are you doing, Arpit?
Hi, Nathan. I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's really nice to have you on. We've just been having a little chat before we hit record, and I've learned about Arpit and where he lives and all of that kind of stuff. But you, dear listener, haven't had that chat. So I'm going to ask Arpit to explain a little bit about yourself. Just very brief, Arpit, the bio. Just tell us who you are, who you work for, where you live, your WordPress, you know, your WordPress story, that kind of thing. So off you go.
Sure. Hi, my name is Arpit Jisha. I'm a founder and CEO of Creative Designs, and it's like a WordPress services and plugin agency. And I am from India, which the small city called Nadiad, and states called Gujarat. And it's from 6 to 7 hours far away from next our WordCamp Asia 2026, which holds on Mumbai. So I started my journey in 2009, where I started as a PHP developer. And then after, I just learned about how the WordPress is going on, and the post and pages, plugins, themes over there. So I started with the basic stuff, with the version of the WordPress version will be 3.0.x. So at that time, we are just learning about how the WordPress will be configured and everything's over there. And days goes around. And then in 2014, I started my own agency. I left the jobs and I just started my own agency, which calls Creative Designs. And thereafter, we are just selling the WordPress services over there. And we have international clients that will be provide the services on the day on day, like customization, theme allocation, then plugin customization. Then after on 2018, I have in my mind, I was just having some idea that why we are not going for the plugins business. So at that time, we have just checked with some of the stuff, with how the Google spreadsheet will work around with the WordPress stuff. So I just started on 2018 with the Gravity Forms. So whenever someone has been placed something onto the entries form, it will be directly connect with the Google Sheet. It's like amazing. Like it's having within a 2 second, we are just syncing automatically all those entries onto the Google Sheet. So I just prepared that code with the plugins area and created that our first plugin that is WP Sync Sheet for Gravity Forms. So on that Gravity Forms that we have a providing customer that we have forms, and that automatically sync with the Google spreadsheet. So after few months and go ahead. And I have another idea why I can't connect with the WooCommerce. It's the best place to WooCommerce connect with that. So I have an idea that how we are going to connect with the WooCommerce. So I've seen something like products, orders that we can, everyone needs that. And if customer wants to import that, those orders, those products from outside of the WooCommerce, like they have Excel sheet and CSV, whatever it is that we can connect directly import to the WooCommerce as well. So I have created those functionality for WooCommerce as well. So we nice. Have.
Let's get into those, shall we? Because that's basically the idea of today's podcast, is to talk about those products. And just before we start that, I would encourage you, if you want to know what we're talking about, dear listener, go to this URL. It is, you know, the usual HTTPS / et cetera, et cetera. Go to wpsyncsheets.com. So it's wpsyncsheets.com. And go and have a little poke around there, and then come back and unpause the podcast, and you'll be much better informed. But you'll be hit straight away with import-export plugins for WordPress and WooCommerce. And you just mentioned that the journey for this began, and I presume it was export only. It was get what came into a Gravity form and push it to a spreadsheet, a Google Sheet. So one way, because you don't really, I mean, I can't really see why you would need to push data into a Gravity form in the other direction. But anyway, so that was what gave you the intuition. Okay, if we can go this way, we can go from the website to the Gravity Form to the Google Sheet. Why don't we go in the other direction as well? And we can go from the Google Sheet into WordPress, and then a sensible use of that might be, well, WooCommerce, because you could be holding all the data about your inventory or orders or whatever. Yeah. And is that basically it? On the WooCommerce side, is that the idea that maybe you'd set up a Google Sheet, you would set up your columns for whichever things that you want to have displayed on your website, and therefore inexperienced users that don't want to have anything to do with WordPress can just be given access to a Google Sheet. They can write the name of the product in this field. They can write the price in this field. They can upload a couple of images into this field and this field. Description goes here, blah, blah, blah. We just keep going and keep going and keep going. And then once you back away from the Google Sheet, it then immediately sort of syncs that back up to your WordPress website, your WooCommerce site. Have I got that about right?
Yeah, it's right, right. It's right.
Okay, perfect. So you don't just do WordPress and WooCommerce, though. There's more, isn't there? Because you mentioned that you had a bunch of plugins. Tell us what they all are, and we'll explore all of those as well.
Yeah, like onto the first, as I said, like onto the Gravity Forms, that will be connect with the from forms. Like if you have something that they have created, carrier forms, resume forms, whatever, like application forms, that will be directly synced with the Google Sheet. Then after we have a contact form 7 as well. Then after Elementor forms, that will be connect with the Google Sheet as well. Then after we have WP forms, then Fluent forms over there. There's total 9 plugins over there.
But yeah, basically, I'm looking at a couple more. You've got Ninja Forms as well, haven't you? And Barn 2 plugins. Yeah.
This is the different with the forms, but these are Document Library Pro plugins. So I talked with the Cathy on Taiwan on 2024. She said, like, why you are not connecting with the Document Library Pro? I said, yes, I can go there. So we have import export with the Document Library Pro as well.
I've just come up with an idea. This is kind of weird. So let's say that I've got let's just go for Gravity Forms, because that's what you mentioned at the beginning. So I've got a Gravity Form. Let's go for a really simple example. I've got a name field, an email field, a comment field, and that's it. I've just got those three fields. I would then create in my Gravity Form the matching three fields. Sorry, not in my Gravity Form. In my Google Sheet, I would create the matching three columns. So name, email, and what have you. But what if I didn't have SMTP set up on my website? I can't receive an email notification from Gravity Forms, but I can from Google Sheets.
Yes. What we are doing is we don't need to touch any single line or words onto the Google Sheet. Everything onto the setup, onto the our setting page. So like create new spreadsheet, create new sheet, that we can also have a sheet headers like name, email, message, whatever you have on your forms, it will be automatically mapping to our Google Sheet columns over that.
So we
need to change any single line of code onto the Google Sheet. Our plugins will be do automatically for you. It will be create new spreadsheet. It will be create new sheet. It will be mapping to all new columns. We can drag and drop with the columns as well. We can change the name of that columns. Everything that you can sort order, everything that we have onto the settings. No need to go for the Google Sheet. So if you have one-time settings will be done, then our code will be runtime. So like whenever we submit the forms, as you said, like if we don't need to set up SMTP, so what if we didn't get the mail? So our code will be do the same, like before the mail will be triggered, our code will be triggered out. So before mails, our code will be syncing with the Google Sheet. So if mail comes, that will be the last. Our code will be the first, that will be highest priority that we have provided on the Google Sheet with the Gravity Forms over there.
Yeah. So, okay. First of all, let me just see if I've got that straight. So in your plugin, I download, install, activate, blah, 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 all of that. And then I basically give my Google account authorization inside your plugin. And then from that moment on, I don't need to go back to my Google Workspace account. I can create a new spreadsheet in your plugin. I can create the columns in your plugin. And then I can map the form fields all inside your plugin. So it's not like I have to go back and make sure that I've got my Google Sheet spread up perfectly. I can do that all inside the plugin. Okay, I did not understand that, but now I do. So that means that I don't even need to visit my Google Workspace account. I can just set it all up over there. Okay, that's perfect. Now, what I was thinking, though, is if I don't have SMTP set up on my WordPress site, there's a little known feature of Google Sheets where it will notify me if any changes have been made. And so I can't exactly remember, but one of the options is to be notified when any amendment has been made to your Google Sheet. So if my WordPress website didn't have SMTP set up correctly, in other words, if I'm not going to get emails from my site, that doesn't matter because my form submissions will be sent via the API to the Google Sheet. Google will then say, hey, you got a new form submission or you got a new line in your spreadsheet over here. So that's kind of an unexpected win. You don't need SMTP set up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm following you. Like it will be great features. Like we are just syncing with the Google Sheet. After now onwards, we will provide them if something has been changed onto the Google Sheet, we will notify them that these are the changes that we already made on the Google Sheets.
Yeah, so as an example, I have a Google Sheet and it's for podcast guests. I do this show on Monday and when people put their own names in it, as soon as they add their name in, I get an email from Google just to say, hey, somebody added something to the spreadsheet, go and have a look. And it doesn't actually tell me what's been added. It just says there's been a modification. You click a link and then it shows you in the spreadsheet what's new. So that's kind of curious. Okay, anyway, I completely got sidetracked there. Looking at your plugin, though, I would have assumed that the Gravity Forms and the form plugin options that you've got, so you've got Ninja Forms, you've got WP Form, you've got Contact Form 7, Gravity Form, and so on. I would have assumed that they were one way. That it was a one-way sync process. So the Gravity Form sends data for the spreadsheet, but on the site it says bi-directional.
Yep.
How does that work? How do you get information back into Gravity Forms?
Like we have a import option. Like whenever someone has been changed, and they can write like insert, update, delete. We have something that based on the entry ID, we have configured that these line has been changed onto the Google Sheet. So on this row, we need to update onto the back to our forms. So we have import buttons over there. So once we click on import, but once you're ready, everything is set up onto the Google Sheet. We just need to click hit button onto the import. So everything that we have written or changes, that will be directly import to the Gravity Forms entries as well. So anyone who wants to display the entries onto the site, they can directly change onto the Google Sheet.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, you might have a reason to put it onto the website. Of course, that makes sense. Yeah. So anything that was added to the sheet needs to be synced back up to the Gravity Forms entry. And so that if that should be shown on the website, that makes perfect sense. That I get it now. Okay.
This will be the same for the WooCommerce. Like if someone has been changed any product price or product name, quantity, description, title, SKU, anything, they can change directly on Google Sheet. And our code will be directly imported to the products, WooCommerce products over there. And that can be directly reflected to the product page of the WooCommerce.
Makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so looking at the website, I'm currently on wpsyncsheets.com/plugins, and we're recording this right at the end of March 2025. And at the moment, there's nine things there, and the vast majority are WordPress form plugins. So I'll just run through the list again. And they all seem to be bi-directional. So they do exactly as Arpit just described, this two-way sync thing. So Gravity Forms, Contact Form 7, Elementor Forms, WP Form, Ninja Form, and Fluent Forms. Now, That means that there's three left. One of which is the Barn 2 integration that you just mentioned. But I'm going to nip right back to the top and look at this. This is probably the most interesting one to me, is WP Sync Sheets for Core. Now, what does that do? Because that's not in any way connected to a form as such that's front, you know, forward-facing on the website. What can you do with that?
Yeah, like a WP Sync Sheet for Core, that is means like we are having the import-export functionality for our WordPress core structure. Like if someone has been export our current post or pages or any custom post type with any of the compatibility plugins that they have created, that we directly export those all those data with the post and pages to the Google Sheet. It's also a bi-directional, like we can also import back from the Google Sheet to the WordPress as well. So like it's going like post title, description, then after we have categories, everything is that like status as well, that those goes to the WordPress to the Google Sheet and Google Sheet to the WordPress as well.
So it's not just linked to what you might imagine the content, as we call it in WordPress, you know, so the stuff that lives under the title in the block editor, because you've also got the ability to sync it with posts, pages, custom post types, but also interestingly, things like ACF fields. So if you've got data held in meta inside of a custom post type, you can sync those as well. Now, it just mentions ACF. I don't know if you link to any of the other popular ones like Metabox or Pods or any of those, but ACF gets a mention. But you can also do things like tell it to sync on a particular schedule, like update this every Monday, or I don't know, there's a whole range of different things that you can do. You know, you can set date ranges so that you can say start syncing now and end syncing now. But there's a lot in there. How do you, so we know that we can do title, you know, dates and all of that kind of thing, and ACF fields and whatnot. Is it possible to inject content into the content of the block editor? Does it basically use the classic block, you know, the classic editor to do that? Or how does it cope with things like if you want to sync paragraphs and headings into the Gutenberg block editor? Is there any capability around that?
Like into the Google Sheet or on
well, Mac? Both ways, actually. So I was thinking, for example, if I wanted to, I don't know, I wanted to amend a post, but my post is written inside the block editor. So it's heading, image, paragraph, image. It's just block, 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 block. How does that work? How do you sync all those different blocks with a Google Sheet field?
Like actually, all these posts and pages contains on directly store onto the database. Okay, so all these stuffs are goes to the MySQL database. Those database, whatever the values they are going to put inside those database that we are going to show onto the Google Sheet. So like if we have a block editor, then it will be like a WP core editor, something like that, onto the comment code, and those codes will be displayed onto the Google Sheet. Because we are taking the plain text of the database, whatever they are stored.
Oh, I see.
Onto the content. So that directly goes to the Google Sheet. Whatever they are going to change onto the single line word or something like that, those will be reflected to the back onto the editor as well.
So, for example, in the block editor, if you export the contents of the block editor, all of it, it's surrounded by comments, which gives some indication of this is a paragraph, basically. Yep. And then, you know, begin paragraph, and then here's the paragraph text, and then end paragraph, and here's a heading, here's the heading, and then end heading. All of that gets sent to the Google Sheet, so Google that when Sheet. It gets re-imported, all of those blocks are noticed. And I guess, in a sense, that was why the block editor was so great at the beginning, because it was encapsulating the type of content that the block was inside the code itself, which is really nice. That's kind of a nice feature. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
So that all works.
Yeah, that will be how it works with the like same structure with the database is going to follow the what WordPress is going to store onto the database. So those plain structure will be directly put onto the Google Sheet.
Can you, like, there's this one great feature I think about Sheets. If you just create a sheet, you can do all these handy things like show like graphs and things. So let's say we've got a ton of data and, I don't know, it's shoe sales over time. I've got a shoe shop, I'm selling shoes, and I want to know how many shoes I've sold over the last 12 months. And so I put in a month field and then a number field. And then Google Sheets will handily provide me with a set of charts. It could be, a line chart or a pie chart or a whatever. Can you suck that stuff out of the Google Sheet and send it into the post? Is any of that kind of stuff possible?
Yes, we already did that.
Nice.
We already have on the WooCommerce WP Sync Sheet for WooCommerce plugin. On that, we directly generate with a pie chart, then line chart over there, bar chart over there. We just need to configure that for which cell, like product cells we need, order cells we need. Then we just need to simple enable on our setting. It will be generated for you onto the Google Sheet with the chart, like bar chart or pie chart, whatever you selected over there.
That's really interesting. You kind of feel that stuff's locked away inside the Google Sheet, but no, it isn't. You can do it. It'll suck that data up and put it onto your website. It does sound like WooCommerce. I mean, on your website where you show the different plugins that you've got, it kind of feels like WooCommerce is the driving force of what you're trying to pitch out into the wider world because it comes first. Is that the case? Is the WooCommerce one the most feature-rich, the most complicated for you to build and so on? And if that is the case, what are the best bits about the WooCommerce integration? Why would anybody who's got a WooCommerce site want to do anything to do with a Google Sheet? So just focus in on the WooCommerce one.
Yeah, like a WP Sync Sheet for WooCommerce is our best-selling plugin because nowadays the customers are going to use for the import export for the products orders that something that they can change from the Google Sheet that directly reflected to the website as well. So if people want like bunch of many like 10,000 of data, that 10,000 of CSV products, they want to directly import to WooCommerce products. So it's like time consuming for them, like editing manually or something like that. So we provide them the Google Sheet. They directly import CSV to the Google Sheet as well. And then those data we are going to configure to the WooCommerce product structure. Whatever the single change they have made, we have reflected onto the website instantly. So these are the basic stuff that we can provide onto the WooCommerce. We also have a schedule auto import, like if something that they can change and they want to change onto the next day or after next week or something like that. So they can directly schedule auto import and they can write on that, or we need to done this thing on the Monday, like something they can change on pricing, like they want to show those product with the show on to the next Monday only. So they can change the price, schedule auto import and change to the next Monday. It will be directly reflected to the website as well. No need to change anything over there.
Yeah, so I guess if you've got like, I don't know, a Black Friday sale coming up and you want to just change every, it's just easy to, okay, all the prices are dropping, but they're all dropping by random amounts. There's $5 off this, $12 off this, $18 off this. You just get that figured on the spreadsheet and then say, okay, next Tuesday, make all of that correct. And then it just runs in the background. My question is then, I guess, if you've got a really big store, let's say you've got 10,000 SKUs, maybe more, 100,000 or what have you. How does this work? Because presumably there must be some process of, I don't know, running through like some sort of cron, like we'll run through 100, make sure they're fine, then the next 100, then the next 100 and so on. How does it actually work in the background? Because presumably you can't update 100,000 SKUs just like that. There's got to be some process of percolating through all of that. And how do you make sure that the hosting provider can keep up with what you're trying to push toward the website? You know, if it's affordable hosting, how will the PHP workers manage all of this, and how do you make sure it all stays in sync?
Yeah, it's a good question about like we have difficulties with the Google Sheet APIs and how the API quota will be work, because right now the API quotas is very limited for the hitting up the Google Sheet. So like whenever we have like it's having a 60 API quota per minute over there. So we can hit directly onto the 60 quota, but we will manage on such a way that it will be not affected to Google quota that will be exceeded our request on the per second or per minute or per project over there. So if something, someone having maybe 10,000 or maybe 100,000 products over there, so we have scheduling on the small bunch of device, like it will be divided onto the 100 chunks. And we created some arrays, like PHP arrays, then it will be scheduled like one heat wave, then it will be goes to the small chunks, like 100 of bunch, like it will be goes on array 100, and then it will be stored like that. And then it will be consumed some of the time, but it will be imported automatically whenever we have some time.
How do you cope with failure? So if something... It's bound to go wrong, right? We're in the world of technology. Nothing ever works perfectly 100% of the time. And obviously, if we're in WooCommerce and we're syncing order data, this is crucial, mission critical stuff for your business. How do you, I don't know, create backups or mitigate problems where the sync didn't work? Basically, I'm asking the question, in the event of a total crisis where everything just breaks, what do you do to make sure that in the end we've got the right thing synced? How do you manage unexpected things?
Like whenever we have stuff like stuck between some of the process, so we are going to update only those data on whatever we have indicated onto the Google Sheet. Otherwise, we will not touch any of other data that will be not imported on a such a way that would be conduct any something error over there. So we will lab them onto the Google Sheet and we will tell them that these are the errors over there on your data. So you need to reconstruct those data. Otherwise, it will be not imported back to the Google, back to the WooCommerce over there.
Yeah, I mean, everything goes wrong at some point, doesn't it? It's just nice to know that there's some sort of process of figuring out, okay, wait, hold on, there's an error here. You know, you got to match these up, and that would be the same with any, you know, whether you use Zapier or whatever it may be, there's bound to be things that go wrong. And it's nice to know that there's some sort of process there where it flags what's going on and so on. So that then, I suppose, leads me on to how much all this costs. That's the next thing people are going to want to know. So what is the pricing that you've got over there and how does it work? Are you selling a number of sites? Do you sell, the number of times that you can sync? How do you sell each of these things and are they priced differently? Yeah, what are the pricing options you've got?
Yeah, like on the pricing stuff, when we have started with the business, till now, we didn't change any single pricing. Like our pricing structure is the same. Whatever we have started, it will be the same as the today as well. We are not increase any pricing for that. Second thing, it will be based on the site licenses. Like if you have one site, then you need to purchase one licenses. If you have multi-site, then you must have to purchase the multi-site licenses over there. So we are not having any backlogs or something that this many requests that you need to stop or something like that. It will be unlimited requests that we are going to provide from the Google Sheet API. It depends on the client ID and client secret key. Whatever you have created on your Google account, it will be connected with your accounts to the our website as well. So it will be not having any dependency created with the WP Sync Sheet website or WP Sync Sheet plugins over there.
So, like I said, it's the end of March 2025. At the moment, the pricing goes as follows. One site is $39, up to 5 sites is $99, and 25 sites is $249. However, interestingly, and quite unusually, actually, there is a lifetime pricing option, which is very unusual. So I'm kind of interested about that. So... if you want one site, but you want to have it for life, $149. 5 sites, $249. Gosh, that's not a big jump, is it? That's pretty amazing. And then 25 sites is $499. And also, interestingly there, usually when you see like a lifetime thing, which is pretty rare, you usually see, a year of support or something like that. But it's saying on here, lifetime updates, and I don't know if the support follows that lifetime model as well, but you get lifetime updates. How does the support work if you go on the lifetime deal?
Yeah, like support will be the same way. Whenever you know, someone has been new features or something that they want to change anything, they have some different requirement of this plugin, so they can create the feature list and the support ticket, and we'll get back to you within like 1 week or something, because it's a new feature, so it will be required some more time to analyzing and something like that. And then after, we are going to create all this general basic stuff to use all together. And obviously it will be lifetime. If you're purchasing the lifetime plugins, then it will be lifetime support and lifetime update as well.
Nice. That's really cool. I have a final question, which is nothing to do with Google Sheets. Do you have plans, or indeed are you building, have you built the possibility to sync with other similar software? So in my case, I've ended up being quite a heavy user of Airtable. I kind of like what's over on Airtable. I like the features. It seems like Google are kind of building features from Airtable and those kind of things into Google Sheets as well. But I wondered if you had any plans to, you know, use things like sync with things like Notion or Airtable or any of those kind of things, which are a bit like a spreadsheet, but also a little bit more as well.
Yeah, currently we are very busy with the time plugins as we have already created. But in future, we are trying to explore our more functionality with the core functionality that we are doing, because on current version, whatever the plugins that we have created, those are the core structure, and we are using the Google library that is authentication of the security and safety over there, because we are not using any third-party libraries or something like that, because it will be not valuable for our customer as well. Because whenever we have a security, must be used for the core values and core structure of the code that we provide the Google. So we are taken that there is a GitHub code for the Google library. So we are using that from the Google only. We are not using any third party plugin. So that is a security purpose that will be must for that. Then after, we are going to use whatever the token that we have created or generated from our code. It will be basically from that your account, whatever associated with that Gmail account we have onto the Google Sheet. So then after, we have Airtable and Notion. So we will think about that, how it will be goes on to the future, that if you have something that we have API that really runs to bind up fit together with the Notion or Airtable or any other structure over there.
Okay, that's great to know. I mean, like I said, I'm a sort of fairly heavy Airtable user, but I am a Google Sheet user as well, so be entirely happy with this. One more time, just before we knock it on the head, if you want to explore a little bit more about what RPIT is building, then wpsyncsheets.com is where you want to go. Before we finish it, Arpit, is there anything that we should have discussed that you think I missed asking? And if that's the case, we can do it now. Otherwise, we'll knock it on the head and say thank you very much.
Yeah, one thing is that, like, as like one more thing over there. So we have something that was for the AI connection. Like, we are going to provide the new feature for the customer that we have a WP Sync Sheet AI that will be easy wizard, that will be give you the easy settings, that will be give you the easy import functionality, easy export functionality, that will be create organized way and data structure way all over the all your products, orders, customers, coupons, post pages, entries, whatever you have it, it will be reanalyze your data, and it will be stored onto the Google Sheet easily. So we have come across and we are building that features that will be connection between the AI and WP Sync Sheet.
So just to confirm, because I'm not sure I understood that. So this is we've got data in a Google Sheet, and we're putting data into that Google Sheet from, let's say, Gravity Forms. The AI that you're building is going to be querying that data and giving you information back from it. Is that what you meant, or have I misunderstood? So in other words, tell me how my shoe sales are going, and it will be able to do that, or is that not what you were saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for that, you need to subscribe our newsletter and stay tuned.
Okay, fair enough. So this is a roadmap feature. It's March 2025, and it's not there yet. But have a look. By the time this podcast drops, you never know. It'll probably be several weeks after that. So maybe Arpit will have something.
No worries.
Go and check it out. And if you do want to check it out, go to the website, wpsyncsheets.com/blog, and you'll be able to check out all of the different posts that they're putting on over there. So Arpit, thank you very much for chatting to me today. I really appreciate it. And good luck with the plugin. I hope it goes well.
Thank you so much, Nathan, for having me and having a good chat with you. And thanks for your time as well.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. Fascinating chatting to Arpit today about that really curious idea of being able to update and maintain your website just from a simple spreadsheet, something like a Google Sheet. Perhaps this is going to be useful for your clients. You never know. It might be useful for you, a different interface for editing your WordPress website. If you have anything you'd like to say about that, please go to wpbuilds.com. Once you're there, search for episode number 420 and leave us a comment there. We would really appreciate it. The WP Builds podcast is brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with The Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place. Invoice clients and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. The lights are kept on this week also by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support with Bluehost Cloud. The possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And we're also helped in the endeavor of podcasting this week by OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend, the email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And sincere thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and OmniSend for their continuing support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that's almost all we've got time for. Just another quick reminder, pagebuildersummit.com. If you fancy attending that event, it's happening between the dates of the 12th to the 16th of May, 2025. But also, if you fancy sponsoring that, pagebuildersummit.com/sponsors to find out more. Okay, all that it remains for me to do is to fade in some incredibly cheesy music. Say, stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.